Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes, or actually on Daf Yud Tes, by the new Perek, Perek number 5. Here we go, fifth Perek. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Mishkali Alai, if someone says, I hereby donate my weight, right? No se Mishkalo, gets to donate his weight. Okay? The Shita B'Kavetza says, you know, amazing, she didn't really say this. You don't weigh the same all different parts of the day. In the morning, you weigh different than later in the day. Even assuming you have the same weight basically throughout the day, it's different. Since it would depend on when you made this neder. If you made it when you woke up in the morning, then it's the morning weight. It's the rest of the day, it's the rest of the day weight. So it'll make a difference. In kesef, kesef. In zahav, zahav. If silver, silver. If gold, gold. That mean? Well, we'll explain. Now, my for the story, Be'ima Shel Yermatia, the mother of Yermatia, Sha'amra Mishkal Biti Alai, I will make a net there, I will give the value of the weight of my daughter, but also Yerushalayim, who went up to Yerushalayim to pay the vow, V'shakla Mishkal Azav, and they took value in gold. Fine. Mishkal Yadi Alai, if someone says, I will give the weight of my hand, right? So we're going to have a whole now complicated thing, how to figure out how much your hand weighs with displacement. We're going to have to put water, a whole thing now. Rashi says very simply, Yadi Alai, Mishnah Alai, Hey Hu Shakal, how could you weigh somebody's hand? Im Rotze Machbid, Im Rotze Mekel. If you want, you can push down, and if you want, you don't push down. So how do you weigh your hand? Right? A body, you can weigh, go get on the scale. How do you weigh a hand? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'malichav es mayim, take a barrel of water, umachnitza ad marpiko, stick your hand to the water up to your shoulder, which is quote unquote your hand. Another basic gemara, we'll talk about that. Is that really your hand? Then the water will fall out. The water will fall out of the barrel. And I would have said, what I would have done was like this. How much did the barrel weigh beforehand? Right. How much does it weigh now? How much did it lose because your hand took the water out? That's displaced value, displacement value. And the difference is what your hand weighs. The Gemara is not going to say that. Oh, so therefore, then, the shokel mi basar chamor, take a piece of donkey meat, v'atzamos v'gidin, with bones and sinews too, the nosein l'tocha, put it into the barrel, ad shetismale, until the barrel fills up. In other words, put the meat in, and then refill the water, refill the barrel, till it fills up, so what it was before you started this whole science project. What's going to happen? Then take the meat out, weigh it. That's what your hand weighs. Now, on our base, we're going to see that's not really true. It's very close. It's as close as you're going to get, really. How can you get? It's hard to get closer. Right? Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi. What? Your hand has the exact amount of bones and sinews as that piece of meat? Probably not. It's a piece of donkey meat. Right? So Rashi says, take donkey meat, it looks like people meat. It looks like human, or it has the same consistency, whatever. But fun. It's the same inside? Same bones and veins and arteries? Probably not. So what are you doing? It's not going to be accurate. Ella, rather. Shaman es hayad, you make an evaluation. Kamehi royal ishkol, how much do you think it would weigh? How much would it weigh? A person weighs 150 pounds. And the head weighs... How much would it weigh? What are they arguing in? The arguing in, what's the best way to get the closest, the best possible number? That's all. Says of Yehuda, you do the science project, you get very close. Says of Yossi, I'm getting you closer. That's what they're arguing about. Okay? Next. Mayim kesef kesef and zav zav. What does that mean in kesef kesef? What does that mean? What does those words mean? Someone said, I'm going to donate my weight. If gold, gold. If silver, so what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pirech. No, he said, Pirech Kesef. I'm going to give my hand. I'm going to give, but I'm going to give it in gold. Pirech Kesef, Kesef. Pirech Zav Zav. So pshit. Is it obvious? Obvious, no. I'm going to give my value in gold. So give it in gold. What's the chiddush here? So Hakamash Malan. No, no. Taima. The reason why you have to give it is the parish, because you said. Hello, parish. What if you didn't say it? Pater nafshe b'chaldu. You can give anything. You can give the weight, the value of your hand. You can give it in feathers. You can give it in potato chips. It doesn't make a difference. You said gold, you have to give gold. You said silver. And if you didn't say anything, then whatever you want, give whatever you want. Kirachava, Amarachava, the Astra, the Takli Kufra, in a town where they weigh, what's Kufra, tar? Tar, in a town where they weigh tar, so then part of the feel a little bit, can you even give tar? What, that's not a very chashev thing to give. It stinks, it smells, it? But you can do it. So pshita, but isn't that obvious? Again, it's so obvious, he didn't say anything. Lo tzvicha, the ikka de takel, there are some places, some towns where they weigh tar, the ikka de kail, and some towns measure the tar. They don't weigh it, they do a different chashev. So I would have, not the same, I would have thought, kivan de kulu lo takli, since not everybody weighs tar, so lo, it's not something that's weighed, and therefore, you have to give only something that everybody weighs. Kamash Balan, it's good enough over here. Amar Papa, Asa Takli Shimki, Pater Nafshe Afilu B'Shimki, in a place where they give onions, in a place where they weigh onions, and you said, I'm going to give the value of my hand in weight. She didn't say what. Bring a bag of onions to the base of the mikdash. Shita, so isn't that obvious? Right? That's what he said. Lo tzvicha, the chiddush is the basar shakli, the basar the shakli shadu treu tlasa. In towns where they were, in this town, wherever he was, the scales in those days were not so accurate. Right. So when a guy would say, you know, I want a pound. I want a measure, whatever, a mida, a measure of onions. So what they do? They weigh it, and they just throw into it. Because they don't want to cheat the guy. Right? They want to make sure they're being fair. So the whole thing's not so accurate. They throw in two or three to make sure that they're accurate. So then I would think, remember what I think now. Since they would throw in two or three, now they would butla Torah's mishkal. The whole measure becomes butla. And therefore, it's not something that's weighed. And nobody would ever throw an extra gold that they're not doing, right? It comes with onions. That's a very cheap thing. All right, I'll throw in two or three. So I would think that it undoes the entire weighing. It's very difficult, haven't you? Very difficult because we don't want to cheat you, so we throw in an extra two or three. Therefore, the whole thing is not considered weighed. Kamash one is considered weighed anyway. It's considered weighed. Okay? Now, Maisa, the ima shall yir matya. There was a story with the mother of Yermatia. So the Gemara says, "My solicitor." That story contradicts the previous line in the Mishnah. How so? So Rashi says, "Ketani Reisha." The Reisha of the Mishnah said, "Im Kesef Kesef, Im Zav Zav." V'ukimna dekaasil la'ashmiinon, and it comes to tell us, and we just learned, the lo parish. If you don't specify what you're giving, pater navshek v'chaldu. You can give anything. You can give onions. Give tar, you don't specify, give whatever you want. Hadar Tani Ba'ama Shal Yamatya. Then we say about the mother of Yamatya, Sha'amra Mishka Biti Stam, Alai, Peshak Lazal. Then we say, this woman said, I'm going to give, what did the woman say? Thank you so much. What? I'm going to give the way to my daughter, and what happened? She didn't even go. So it's my solicitor. Now, right? You need Rashi to explain that. I would never put that out. My solicitor? Why? Oh, Rashi, I read Rashi. Oh, that's right. Because the Gemara said you can give whatever you want. Unless if you don't specify. She didn't specify. So the Gemara is going to give the obvious answer. Chesuri Bechara. There are words missing in this mission. This mission can't make sense. Vahachi Ketani. Now we're going to make it make sense. Im Adam Chashavu. Wait a minute. If you're an Adam Chashav, right? Athadav the low Piresh. Even though you didn't say. Lefichavodo Amrinan. What? I have a Rinan. You have a different Girsa? I have a, what's that? 1 second, there's a little Vav, and it says I'm Dinan. You switch it. So, In other words, if an Adam Chashev shows up and he says it's Stam, they're not going to allow him to give a bunch of tar. That's for the poor people. But Adam Chashev gives. Yeah, yeah. In the Hagos Vitziyunim, they change it. Only allowed to look at that side of the heart. Not hard. You have to fight the heart and look at that side. Fight the good, read the good side. If it's hard, what could you do? Right? So, what does it say? Yeah. So if you're an Adam Chashev, you can't show up. You can't give junk. Right? If you're a Shlef, you can give junk. You know, you can't give junk. Because she was a very Chashev person. That's the Chashev family. So she showed up so that she can't give junk. Right? So they took the gold. She said, I'm going to give the value of my daughter, right? She's a chashav of family. She shows up. There was a story with the mother of Yarmatya. Sha'amra Mishkal Biti Alai. I'm going to give the value of my daughter. Bi'alsa Yerushalayim. And she came to Yerushalayim. V'shakluha, and they measured it. V'nasna Mishkal Zav. They gave gold. That's all. Good? That's how she became rich. Okay, next. Omar. 1 minute. Omar Rav Yehuda. This is quite a difficult Gemara. The words are simple. The concept I don't understand. Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Komasi Alai. If someone said, I am going to give my posture. I'm going to give my standing up, my posture, stature, right? Homer komasi alai. Nosing sharbit she'enu nichva. You have to give the value of a stick that cannot bend. Very difficult. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You have to give the value of a stick that doesn't bend. Malei komasi alai. If you say, I'm going to give malei komasi, the fullness of my stature, then no sing sharpen hanichva. You can even give a stick that bends. Why? Right? Says Rashi. Lo nischavin el midas gavoa komaso below laove. Because when you said mole, you meant to give just your stature without any thickness, and therefore the stick can be bendable. If it's very thick, it can't bend. Okay? Meisvei. Wait a minute. We have a brayso that says something else. We have a brayso that says, when you test them at Aleph, see where we are? We're about two-thirds down. Meisvei. Komasi alai. Or male komasi alai. You say either one. No sing shai, but you ain't unichna. You have to give a stick that cannot bend. Right? How do you reconcile that? I think you're giving a stick. You're giving a stick. I don't think so. I think you're giving an actual stick. Right. So the question is, can the stick be thin? Can it be bendable? It's got to be like a, you know, like a... That's it. Correct. That's not the question. That's the question. We just made it. We had a distinction. Maybe there's no distinction. The Gemara answers. The answer, now the next few lines will make this a little clearer. Udamar Kirby Akiva. No. That statement, we made a distinction with Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Dayek Lishna Yaseva. Rabbi Akiva was very medactic every time he said something. He was very medactic what you said. Every word, everything he said was very, very particular. Therefore, when you say Male Komasi, what do you mean? You don't mean to say anything as Komasi. Because people don't say that. I said that, but I really meant that. No. Rabbi Akiva doesn't work like that. When people say something, their words have meaning. What's komasi? What's male komasi? It sounds almost the exact same thing. You might have even meant, we don't say that. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is medayik in your lashon. Therefore, it means something different. It's not. It was a mission like this. So in the olden days, doesn't apply today. In the olden days, when you would sell your house to somebody, but did it include, you had to go to the Malabasa, did it include all the, let's say you have a swimming pool. When I'm telling you my house, does it include the swimming pool? Does it include the floor? Does Does it include the ditch? Does it include the path? So it's difficult. Not such a simple shaila. It's actually my focus about it. So it's not. When you sell a house, lowest habar, the bar is not included in the sale. The lowest hadus, one is a man-made bar and one is a natural bar. Natural is not included. Man-made is not included. They're both not included. Afal pi, even though the shtar says, I'm umka viruma. Even though the shtar says I'm telling you the depth and the height, these things are not included. Why? Why are they not included? Because you have to specify. Even according to everybody. And by the way, listen to this. Bitzarich likach lo derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, not only that, the buyer, the seller, has to buy back from the buyer a path to get to his bar. The bar is not part of the sale. I sell you my house. I own two houses next door to each other. I sell you one house. Does it include the bar? No. How am I going to get to my bar? I sold you my house. The bar is on the other side of the house. I have to buy now back a right path to go use it. Says Rashi, Bitzarich mocher, the seller, likach lo derech, has to buy a path, min halokeach, from the buyer, lelich balaosa bar vidus, to go get to his pit. Sharei kol karka machalo, he sold him the whole land, below shire. He didn't leave over for himself. Why? The Svira Lake, this is an unrelated issue, where we keep a hold, that mocher, the ein yafa mocher, that people sell things, they sell the ayin generously. I sold you every. I didn't even leave a path for myself. Not the bar of the dust, because it's not included. Not that generous. Right. So when I sold, I didn't even leave a path for myself. Why? Because I was very generous. Now, how am I going to get to my thing? I got to buy that now. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's really unrelated to this discussion. Yes, it is. You see why? The Chachamim Omrim ain't a tzarech. The Chachamim say, no, you don't have to buy a path back. You know why you don't have to buy a path back? Because it's included. Why? Because you sell your stingy. You sell as stingy as possible. So you sell as little as possible. So I'm sure don't tell you the bar is a dud. That's no shiloh about that. I didn't even tell you the path. I don't have to know buy a path back. Now we're going to get to what's relevant for us. Umo de Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Akiva agrees. Bizman sha'amarlo. That if the seller says, by the way, chutz mi'elu, I'm not selling you the bar and the dud. We're having a sale, we're coming for an inspection. Is that included? That's included. By the way, that's not included. The bar's not included. No, it's not included anyway. So now that he went out of his way to say it, I'm not telling you the bar. What do you mean by that? I'm not telling you the bar. Anyway, it's not being sold. Now, a normal person would have said, he's just emphasizing, he's just reminding. Says Rabbi Akiva, people don't say things for no reason. He must have meant something else, and therefore, the lo tzarich ka'amar. That was not necessary to be said. I'm sorry. Chutz me'elu, ein tzarich likach lo derech. Then he does not have to buy a path back. Why? Because by saying, I'm not selling you the bar, anyway the bar is not part of the sale. You go to a bezdin, they're not going to give you the bar. So what'd you say it for? Obviously, people don't say things for no reason. People, Rabbi Akiva is very medayik in people's words. Therefore, when you said, I'm not selling you that bar, you really meant to say, I'm not giving you the path, I'm not being so generous. I'm keeping the path for myself, and Rabbi Akiva would agree with that. What do you see from all this? Rabbi Akiva is very medayik in himself. That's what you see from here. Correct, made a lot of sense, right? Also, Rabbi Akiva never held two places in the chat. He never held Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. As an extra word, right? There's a call ish, what's double ash ish? That's how people talk. Rabbi Akiva never says that. He never says that in chat. Because he doesn't hold from that. Right? That's Rabbi Shmuel always said that. Right? Dibra Torah Kolashim, Rabbi Akiva dyke every word. It's a consistent shita. Anyway, Alma, what do you see from here? Kivin de Lot Sarif, since it wasn't necessary to say it, because everybody said it anyway. But Tefuye Milsakasi, he must have meant to add something else. Hachanami here too, by the height issue. Kivon the low tzarech, I didn't have to say Mole Komasi. I didn't have to say that. What's the difference between Mole Komasi and Komasi? the difference is. Now the stick changes. The Kamar Lutzvuri Milsakati. You must have said something different. Look at the last Rashi. Place it great. Not the last Rashi. Second last Rashi. We're going to lose the last Rashi in a minute. Alma Kivin de Lotzara. Says Rashi. It's the first wide line. At the bottom over there. Kivin de Lotzara Lefrushe. He didn't have to say, by the way, you're not getting the pit. Dehash Mistamanami ain't Borvadus Pichalabayim. No matter what they're not included. Upirush Vadai Lutfuyin Milsa Ka'amar. Why did he say it? He must have said it for something else. Lo diu, to let you know, shemeshayer laatzmo, that he's keeping back the path for himself. He's not being so generous. Hachanami, kivon de komasi mashma nami gavoa. Komasi, when you say I'm going to give the value of my posture, what do you mean? You mean the value of your posture. De kamar mole, and you think of the word mole, so most people would have said, hey, that's the same thing. Said Rebbe Kiva, no, he didn't mean the same thing at all. Alma, what do you see from here? Utfuya milsa asa. He meant to say something more. Lo dia she'ei daito el lamidas hagova. All he cared about was the height. For that, all you need is a stick, and it could be any stick, even that could bend. Okay? Good? Good. Now, Ibayalahu, now we're going to have like four questions without answers. Ibayalahu. Mahu omadi mahu. What about my standing up? So, Omadi Mahu. Rashi says, Miyavimash Masharbit Komaso Olo. Do you mean a measure or not? Ruchavo Mahu, what about my width? Yeshivasa Mahu, what about when I'm sitting down? Ovio Mahu, what about my thickness? Hekefo Mahu, what about my circumference? Take what they're all taking. I don't even understand what the questions are. Right? What are the questions? What is he even asking? So what these questions even are. Okay. Next. Mishkal Yadi Alai. Someone says, I am going to give the weight of my hand. Right? We said that in the Mishnah. If someone says I'm going to give the weight of my hand, the Braisa now is just going to repeat that science project in the Mishnah. Right? Tanu Rabbanan. Mishkal Yadi. Someone says I'm going to give the weight of my hand. Mishkal Ragli Alai. Or someone says I'm going to give the weight of my foot. Rashi said in the Mishnah, how do you measure how much someone's hand weighs? You can't put a hand on a scale, because Rashi said you can push down, you can do light. You can manipulate on a body. You could also, but you get on a scale, weigh you. How do you weigh a hand? So the Mishnah was bothered by that. That Rashi said that. But the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here's what you do. Maybe chaves mumalimayim. Take a barrel, fill it with water. Umachdes biyad ad ha'atzel. Stick your hand until your armpit. The Mishnah said, stick it until your shoulder. I don't think it's anything different. It's the same place. But the Gemara has it to go, is your hand up to your shoulder? By Kahanim, it's not that way. By Tefillin, we're going to get to all these things now. So you stick your hand up to your shoulder, up to your armpit. What's going to happen when you do that? When you do that, water's going to spill out. Right? Water's going to spill out of the barrel. And Uberegel ad harkuva. And by the regel, you do it, I believe harkuva means the knee. Oberegel until the knee. You stick your foot until your knee. What's going to happen? Water's going to spill out. Right? Now what do you do? Now you can't take that water before that you did this, it weighed 100 pounds. Now it weighs 97 pounds. So what do you see? Your hand weighs 3 pounds. That's not what we're going to do. Right? Why can't we do that? Now what do we do? Now what do we do like this? Now, shokel basar chamor, take a donkey meat. Take a piece of donkey meat, gidin vad samos, with gidin and some bones and veins, like a body, like a human. Rashi said, we pick donkey meat because it has a similar consistency to human. Okay, fine. Benozin l'tocha, stick it into the barrel, and then, the Mishnah says, then fill it up with more water. Ad shetizmale, until you fill it up. And then what? Or it could be you put in meat until you fill it up. Till you fill it up. Keep on throwing in more meat till it fills up. Now, then what do? Take the meat out and measure and weigh it. Whatever it weighs, that's what the hand weighs. Okay? But it's displacement. We're using displacement. Right, exactly. Correct. And whatever it weighs, that's what your hand weighs. Now, even though, I don't know if a riot for this, Zeichel Adavar, this is an extremely off the beaten path. There it says, Asher Basar v'chamorim v'sarom. Okay, so Pasuk in Yecheskel, so it has nothing to do with anything, but the word Basar and Chamar are together, so it's a remnant. Amalei Rav Yossi, said to Rav Yossi, what kind of size Pasuk is that? Heich efshel l'chaved, Basar k'neged Basar, Gidim k'neged Bidim, Atzamos k'neged Atzamos. What, the donkey meat has the same amount of bones and veins and sinews and blood and no, as your hand? Probably not. That'd be remarkable if it did. Probably not. So what kind of science thing is this? Amalei Rabbi Huda, Omdin, you're right. I'm doing the best I can. You're right. Is it exactly going to be exactly the way of the hand? Probably not, because let's say a donkey thing has a 0.1 millimeter more bone. Not exactly. I'm doing the best I can. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Ad Sha'omdin, Yumodu Esayad. So then you might as well just estimate the hand itself. Forget the science project. Estimate. What is the hand really going to weigh? Rabbi Huda, Kama to Avshar of Dinan. So he says to Rabbi Huda, I'll do the best I can. I'll do the best I can. Right? So what are they arguing about? So according to Rabbi Yossi, why bother with this? Since you're not going to be accurate anyway. Yeah, but Rabbi Huda is much closer than the truth. We're doing this whole science project to get to how much does the hand really weigh. Now, you can't take the meat of a human being. You can't cut off a human being's hand. What do we do? Take a donkey. Now, it's exactly the same? Probably not. Correct. Right. So says Rabbi Yossi, save yourself a half hour and estimate. A human being weighs 150 pounds. And how much of that is made up of the head? How much of that is made up of the torso? Okay, then give whatever it is, whatever the hand is. Exactly. Okay. I don't know if that was invented during the times of the Mishnah. Write an article on it for Tchumen. Yeah. But you see, they don't do that. They didn't do that. It's not a bad idea. So then you know what they're going to say? Well, I was going to say, a mace is different than a chai, but it's not true. So I don't know. So for whatever reason, Rabbi Huda didn't say that. He said get a donkey, right? It would be more accurate, right? It would be more accurate. It's a good question. I don't know. Right. What? No. One second. Everybody agrees that a dead goy is metaneh by touching it. Machloket if it's supposed to be ohel. That's the machloket. Everybody agrees that by touching, yes. So, what? Correct. It's also the veil. It's also tumma. Not the same tumma. There's no power duma by a donkey. Yeah. I know. It's a good question. No, but it's always true. It's always true that it's different sizes. And as we said earlier, in the morning you weigh different than when you weigh the rest of the day. It's also true. Shitim Kibetz said that. Right? It's also true. Correct. I know. Okay, next. So we said, what did he say? To do this thing, you stick your hand until your shoulder. So biyad ad ha'atzel? Your hand goes to the shoulder? Vermini, wait a minute. Kidesh yadayim v'raglayim b'mikdash. Every morning, the Kahanim had to wash their hands and feet on a perek, till the rib. What's going on here? So the Gemara says, you're right, Doraisa on a perek. When it comes to the Doraisa, you only have to wash your wrist. Binadarim, that's a different story. Halachachar, Lashon B'nai Adam, we follow how normal people talk. Well, no, I'm going to weigh my hand. What do you mean? You meant till the wrist? No, you meant till your shoulder, you meant your arm. Yes. When you make a neder, I promise today I'm not going to eat a cookie. And then someone shows you some, I don't know, a croissant. Is that called a cookie? So if it's called a cookie, you know what I'm saying? It goes by common vernacular. Not by specific halachic definition. Correct. So then it might be different. It might go back. Right. Absolutely. Right. I'm not turning on any lights with my hands today. I'm preparing for Shabbos. So can you turn it on with the elbow? Probably you could. That's not a hand. No one thinks that.
Right.
Absolutely. Doraita ad haperek? Wait a minute. Mid doraita, your hands till your wrist? But it says in the Torah, v'agabi tefillin d'chsiv, yodcha. By tefillin it says, last week's parsha, you put your tefillin on your hand. But we don't put tefillin on our hand. V'tanya, d'bei menashe, yodcha, the word hand, doesn't mean hand. De kiburit, it means your muscle. It means your bicep, which is where we put our tefillin. How could that be? How could that be? So the Gemara says like this, you're right. V'daraisa kiburis kula. V'daraisa means everything. The whole arm. V'nadarim halachachar lashem b'nei adam. When it comes to the darim, we follow the way normal people talk. And v'kidush yadayim b'raglayim b'mikdash, hilchosu k'miri lav. That's a special din. That's halacha lashem b'sinai. You only wash till your wrist. It doesn't fit into the definition. Doesn't have to. Okay? Next. Now, v'regel ad harakuva. The regel goes to the knee. That's true. V'raminu. Wait a minute. Regalim. It says that by ola regel, you have to mamish go ola regel. Take it into a car and drive down or up. You have to go by regel. So what if a guy doesn't have a regel? Doesn't have a regel. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a foot. So, prat, lebale, kapim. A guy who doesn't have a foot is parted from ola regel. I can get into a car. The answer is, that's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to walk. So, says Rashi, look at Rashi. Prat, lebale, kapim. Misha nechtach raglo. Someone's leg was cut off, never. The perek rishon, at the first joint, samach l'shoko, at the upper joint, near his shok, what's a shok? Whatever shok is, the big machlok, what that means. V'chokek, no, it's a big machlok. Is it the top or the bottom? Is it above the knee or below the knee? That's where it comes up. It's a big sneer shiloh. Is it above the knee or below the knee? Shok. What is it? Let's assume most hold is below the knee, right? Let's assume it's that. Anyway, the choke kav makabel ksisin, and they put some kind of thump over there. The nose thing, shokol sochol, fine. Shepatim in aria. You punish from going to the Beit HaMikdash. The ain lo regel. You don't have a regel. Alma, what do you see from here? Lo mikvi regel ela ad perek aleph shikorin kabila. Not a knee. What if you have a leg below the knee, but above the ankle? Are you chayiv in ola regel? You're not. You have a knee. So it doesn't make any sense. We said that a leg means till the knee. Here it's even lower than that. What? What's bikini? Uh-huh. So, okay, good, excellent. So the Gemara answers again. When it comes to the dar, we how normal people talk. So when a guy said, when a guy made it, I'm going to give the value of my leg, he meant till the knee. That's what people mean. That's what people meant back then. Udoraisa, pratla bale kabin? Wait a minute. Midoraisa, it excludes bale kabin. Vaha gabi chalitza, but by chalitza, it says, raglo, vitana, chalta min arkubo lamata, chalitza, it's like shero. So wait a minute. Talk about chalitza, such an amputation would be a valid chalitza. The guy is considered having a foot. And by ola regel, it's not considered having a foot. Why is it a different standard? The Gemara says, shiny hasam. No, by chalitza is different. Amar krok, it's a dumb krok. The pasuk says, me'al raglo. Even if you're missing above, it's still good, as long as you have below the knee. Even if it's above the foot. So the Gemara says, so hacha, hi hachi, lebala me'akuv anami. So why can't it be even above the knee? If it's says me'al, it's even above the knee. So the Gemara answers, me'al, below me'al de me'al. Right, only above, but not too much above. In other words, till the knee. Yes, she removes the shoe, so the guy doesn't have a foot. What? So they'll attach it somehow, with straps. And she'll remove it. So what if he doesn't have a foot? So not a problem, as long as he has a knee. How come by the special shoe, exactly. How come by the knee, how come by chalitza would say up to the knee, but by all the regals, even with the foot? The answer is, because by chalitza, there's a pasuk. Amar Papa, Shmamina, you see from here, Hai as is tavira, that the ankle ad aranachis goes down to the floor. Ditzal kadaitach masik pasik, because if there's another bone below the ankle, havale as tavisa meal, then the tavisa would be meal, vishoka meal de meal, and the shok would be meal de meal. You see from here that the shok is below the knee. You see from here clearly the shok is below the knee. So if the ankle is not the lowest joint,
right? I know.
If the ankle is not the lowest, this is from a person. Other animals, it's from the animal. The ankle is below the. If the ankle is above some other foot, if the ankle is above the foot, then the ankle is me'al. Then anything above the ankle would be off limits for chalitza. That's not true. So what says Rav Papa? What do you see from here? That the ankle must be the lowest joint. So Amar Ravashi, Amar doesn't say that. Afilu tema masnik pasik called bahadi kare kare dummy. It doesn't have to be that way. You can say the ankle really is not the lowest joint, but it's anything part of the foot. Consider the foot. Okay. Next, demei yadi alai. If someone says demei yadi alai, I'm giving the value of my hand. So shavin oso kamahu shav biyad, who blows it? How much is he worth here with a hand and without a hand? Zechomer nedar mi be'erchin. This is where nedar is worse than erchin, more machmer. Says Rashi, the ilu amar be'erchin erich yadi alai erich ragli alai lo amar klum. So I'm going to give the erich value of my hand. That's nothing except ella imkain amar be'davar shashamatul ibar. What is an organ that you can't live without, like a heart or your brain? I'm going to give the erich value of my pinky. That's a meaningless statement. But if someone says, I'm going to give the dumb value of my pinky, then yeah, how much would it be worth before? How much would it be worth now? Hechi shaminele. How do you do this evaluation? Amar Rava. Omdenoso. Omid shelter zakin. The same thing we do by the zikin. Right? How much do you pay a guy to chop off his hand? How much do you pay? Well, how much would he be worth as a slave now? And how much would he be worth? And you make a cheshbon. So the same thing says Rava. I'm only Abaya. Abaya says, it's impossible. Me, dummy. Hasam gavra zilahu. Hacha gavra shibiyahu. But when that guy without a hand shows up to the when a guy without a hand shows up to be evaluated, he doesn't have a hand. It's very, what Abaya is saying is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, hasam gavra zilahu. He's already a cheap in person. Why? Shekvar nafti yada. The hand's already been chopped off. Right? Vafil tchilas damav. Says what Rashi saying is, it's very difficult to look at a regular human being and say, how much would you be worth if your hand was chopped off? When a guy shows up from bed, he's like, okay, can I chop off my hand? Look at me! I'm missing a hand! The evaluation is able to be done. Says Abaya, the guy has two hands, how are we making that evaluation? What would it be? It's hard to do that. That's what I think about driving at. It's hard to make a cheshbon without seeing it. We're going to pretend, in the case of the Zikin, the hand got chopped off. Here, nothing happened to you. We're pretending, because you made a neder. So, Amar Abaya, Omdin, Kama Amar, wrote to Litain, the Evan Osim Malacha Biyadu Achat, Lose Bishte Adam. You walk over to a guy in the street. How much would you be willing to pay for a one-armed Evan? How much would you pay for a two-armed Evan? Right? Ask the guy, how much are you willing to pay? What's the market value for one arm? How much you pay for one arm? Guy has only one arm. So the one says, Yado achas mainiu. Why does he have only one arm? Why does he have one arm? The idach psika? Because the other arm is chopped off? Hainuha. Same question. In other words, you can't ask that question if it's not true. People can't imagine it. Gemara says, El yado muhtavit l'rabo risho. No, you know what the story is? I freed my Evan, except for his hand. Then I walk over to someone else. Listen, you want to buy an Evan? He's a great guy, except his hand still belongs to the other man. You only have one hand. You have 90, whatever percent. All you don't have is his hand. There he is, right there. Look at him. He's a strong, husky guy. His hand, you can't use. Why? The other guy still owns it. What would a guy willing to pay for that? And what would a guy willing to pay for a normal person? Whatever the difference is, that's what you have to give to the mental discussion. Okay? Listen to this. Boy Rava, Amduhu Omeid Shel Nezakin. He's already, let's say the guy already chopped off his hand. He's already went through the process of how much is his hand not worth? How much is he not worth? How much cheaper is he now? Because it's happened to him. Va'amar Dami Alai Mahu. Now he says Dami Alai. So do we have to evaluate him again? We already know. Never the guy's hand was chopped off. And now he said, you know what? I'm so happy that I survived that accident. I'm going to donate my hands and say something first. I walked, I'm going to donate. I've already been judged. So, mi amrina and ham duhu chada zimna? Do we do it again? Oh, Dilma, sha'aini amduna dvei asara, we don't do the dvei tlasa. Having it done by 10 people is better than being done by 3 people. In other words, when someone chopped off his hand, it was a case of the zikin. How many judges decide that? 3. How many judges decide how much something's worth when you donate it to the Beit HaMikdash? 10. So isn't 10 better than 3? So should we do it again? Or let it go? Tosfos says, how could you have a bet that's an even number? How's that possible? The Tosfos answers, what do you want from me? The Torah said the word Adam there 10 times. It's 10. What if it's 5 and 5? What if it's both 5 and 5? Tosfos says, by the way, there are 10 people. 9 of them are Yisraelim and 1's a Kohen. Whichever side the Kohen sides with, that's how you know it. That's what Tosfos says. It's brilliant. Because it's a tie. 5 and 5, right? One more second. Imtin Salomar, Shiny Umdana Debe Asara, Be Umdana Debe Tlasa. If 10 is better than 3, so we're going to do it again. So Amar Dami Alai, Bamduhu. Because of Amar Dami Alai, Mao. What if today they did it? And tomorrow he does it again. So do we do another evaluation again? Again, we're going to do it. We just did it yesterday. Right? Hacha Vadai Amduhu Be Asara. Right? Well, certainly we did it yesterday with 10. Oh, Dilma. Shabbach Beini Beini. Well, today he ate more. He got fatter. Maybe it's different. We're going to do it again. And now we're going to go on and on and on. Amar Dami Alai, right? We're going to stop here, and the Gemara is going to keep on asking the same questions. You know, similar variations of the exact same question. I will stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Very nice.